We're all familiar with Smokey Bear and his warnings to prevent forest fires. But imagine a fire with fuel that had been building, not for one summer, but for 24 years. When that fire began, it was not a wildfire, but a firestorm. The story of that blaze and the towns in its path is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Sandy Hines lives in Hinckley, Minnesota, a town of about 1,800 between St. Paul and Duluth. Early settlers relied on logging, and that industry had left an impact on the city.
These were white pine. They were 100 to 150 feet tall, 3 to 5 feet around the base. So when they cut the branches and topped the tree at 12 inches, all that debris was left on the ground.
There were not yet laws making logging companies dispose of the unused portions of the trees. That debris piled up for 24 years prior to the fall of 1894. On September 1st, strong winds, a summer drought, and plenty of fuel caused a spark to turn into a firestorm.
The flame wall was 4.5 miles high when it hit the town of Hinckley. It had already burned down two towns. We were town number 3 that day.
There was little warning, and those that did see smoke may not have realized the gravity of the situation.
That year, 1894, there was such a huge drought that there were many small fires here and there all the time, all over Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So they assumed it was just another little fire.
Over 400 people died in the firestorm that consumed 300,000 acres in just 4 hours.
Every year, we have one family that will bring us fresh-cut flowers in remembrance of their people that died in the fire. We have a registry here that you can sign in, and you can look and see many places where it will say survivor family.
But many were saved by heroic engineers and conductors on trains approaching the city. Their story next time as we travel the countryside. In Hinckley, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.